The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Well, if you're a fan of rock music, then you certainly recognize the voice of Don Henley of the Eagles. They were a group whose songs dominated radio playlists for decades. Well, this past weekend, Don Henley celebrated his 70th birthday with a sold-out concert in Dallas at the American Airlines Center. And proceeds from an auction of VIP tickets to the concert are going to support the Caddo Lake Institute, a nonprofit organization Henley founded more than 20 years ago, aimed at preserving the natural quality of Caddo Lake, which is a huge body of water that spans the northwest border of Louisiana and Texas, not far from Henley's hometown of Linden, Texas. Caddo Lake Institute Executive Director Laura Ashley Overdyke explains more about the organization.
Caddo Lake is an international treasure because of its biological diversity. But there's really nobody in charge of the lake. There's not a lake authority. So the Caddo Lake Institute stepped into that gap 25 years ago to bring together the best science and work with community groups and government across borders to improve the lake, protect the lake, and collect good science so that we can do all of that.
But the new Environmental Protection Agency chief, Scott Pruitt, who was appointed by the Trump administration, recently promised an aggressive rollback of water protection regulations that had been put in place by former President Obama in 2015. Farmers, fossil fuel companies, and property rights groups have criticized the rule as too strict. Environmentalists counter that the rule is essential to protecting water for human consumption and wildlife. Such environmental protection rollbacks would affect Caddo Lake. Caddo Lake Institute's Executive Director, Laura Ashley Overdyke, explains.
If the levels of pollution that are acceptable are raised, it's going to affect all of us. We're all going to be dealing with more pollutants in the air and more pollutants in the water. So the progress that we've made would go backwards if people are allowed to disperse more pollutants. The other part of the Trump administration's plans that are concerning is that they have been reducing penalties for companies who do pollute. Now, in this part of the country, I think we generally accept that if you make a mess, you clean it up. And if you can't clean it up properly, you pay someone else to clean up your mess. Recently, with the reduction in fines for polluters, that will affect Caddo Lake because some of the money from those fines goes to support beneficial environmental programs like ours.
According to its website, the Caddo Lake Institute addresses issues such as returning healthy flows to Caddo Lake, restoring water quality in the watershed, controlling invasive species, and conserving significant lands. If you'd like to learn more, the website is caddolakeinstitute.us. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith. Nobody on the beach.